our world's poorest country.
The war in Yemen has basically been a stalemate for the last 6 years.
How old are you?
13 years old.
You're 13 years old and you want to fight?
Yemen is in the midst of the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
The lack of fuel entering Yemen impacts everything. Clean water and electricity are harder to come by. Health facilities run on limited power.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Welcome to the Deen Shah Media, your host. Now, from time to time, we go ahead and talk about the injustices that are happening in different parts of the world. And usually when we touch upon an injustice in this part of the world, then people are like, why are you not talking about this part of the world? Then we talk about this part of the world because it's just happening all over the place. Muslims are some of the most oppressed people in the world, and you have all of this going on, and there's little to no media attention on it. So we want to do our small part and create awareness to what's going on in Yemen. And who better yet to talk about this than our next guest? We'll be right back.
We need to do this for the future of our children, the future of our great country, the future of mankind. This is your brother Uthman ibn Farooq, and I've got a very important message. Alhamdulillah, our brother Eddie is setting up the Deen Center. Not just the Deen Show, but the Deen Center. A full Dawah Academy, a masjid, a Dawah Center in America. The first of its type. A groundbreaking project. And I want everybody, as I'm supporting it, I want everybody to support it. So we can take the Dawah to the next level. We need the Deen Center. Please support it.
And who best to talk about the Yemeni crisis than Sheikh Arouf? How are you, Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa barakatuh.
Good meeting you, my brother.
Nice meeting you also.
We appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. And like I mentioned in the opening, you know, we talk about the different oppression that's going on in the Muslim world, and people have been asking, what about Yemen? Why haven't you talked about Yemen? We got an opportunity now. What's going on in Yemen?
Well, if you look throughout the world, a lot of challenges, a lot of tribal areas, a lot of hot spots. And one of the areas is Yemen. Yemen, according to the UN, is considered the worst humanitarian crisis in the world.
Repeat that. According to the
United Nations, Yemen considered the worst humanitarian crisis in the world.
So why doesn't the world talk about this then?
I'm not sure why the world is not talking about it, but a lot of people dying.
Worse than Ukraine?
It is worse than Ukraine.
So it's worse than Ukraine, but the whole world is talking about Ukraine, but no one's talking
about
Yemen.
Just imagine, for example, 80% of the population, which is like 24 million, live on assistance. Imagine 4 million people plus, they are internally displaced, IDPs or refugees within their own countries. Just think about it, that 1.2 million orphans in Yemen, children that father or lost their mother or lost their parents. The half of the school system or half of the health industry is not functioning anymore. And the sad part, when we say the worst humanitarian crisis in the world, the sad part, every 10 minutes, a child dies in Yemen. Lack of food, starvation, and lack of medical care.
Every 10 minutes?
Every 10 minutes. So it is a tragedy. Unfortunately, it's not picking up the media supposed to pick up. Even the funds supposed to be coming from the United Nations, not even half of it is coming to Yemen. So we rely on people like you, nonprofit organizations, good people throughout the world to come and give a hand to the Yemeni people.
SubhanAllah. So tell me now, is there any campaign like Pray for Yemen, like you have Pray for Ukraine? And again, we don't take away from the suffering in Ukraine or anywhere, but it seems like this was happening far before anything was happening in Ukraine, just for example. I'm just giving an example. But do we see this trending at all? Do we see
this,
you know,
since almost...
When something goes on in these places, it's like Pray for Ukraine, Pray for this, pray. But is there any Pray for Yemen, like when the whole world is collaborating now and coming together to help?
The situation in Yemen, I think somewhere around
2000. We never hear this in the news.
2014. Sometime it pick up in the news, but most of the time is not there. But as people of the world, as
what
Muslims.
What news? Yemeni news?
It picked up on CNN sometime, on national news, yeah. But it's not there all the time. Okay. So it's like any other tragedy. It hit the waves for some time, then it dies. So now it's not much in the media, but we as people, we're trying to create that voice for those who do not have voice. Mm-hmm. We pray to them in every daily prayer. We ask people throughout the world to pray for the people of Yemen and everywhere where people are suffering, Muslims and non-Muslims. Mm-hmm. We care about people and we rely on our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to alleviate their suffering. Mm-hmm. So we do prayers. Prayers by itself is not going to work. You need to accompany it with some actions.
Some action, yeah.
Yes, sir. So,
yeah, give us an example of the day-to-day life for a Yemeni's family.
You know, I had a person call me from Nashville, Tennessee. They have a village, and it's like 2 miles. They need to run water from one place to another throughout the mountain to get to their village. The project is around $42,000. They have managed to get the pump, they have managed to get the solar system, and now they're just trying to get that. And imagine every day you have to walk 2 miles, and this is a closed area, you know, it's not too far. You have to walk 2 miles, fill up gallons of water, and go up into the mountain to have water for your tea or for...
You got to walk 2 miles?
You have to walk. This is a small walk, actually, yeah. In Yemen. People, sometimes they have walk more than that to get to water. Mm-hmm. Imagine a child does not have shoes to wear. When our president went to Yemen, our chairman of the organization, Pure Hands, he said there was a child and he was crying next to his mom. And he asked why he's crying, what does he need? He said he just wants to be in the classroom with his friends. Imagine, you know, today I was reading in the report for the UN and they were saying that Yemen at the brink of losing an entire generation. Imagine a child since 2014 until today, you're talking about 8-9 years, did not go to school. So if somebody is the first grade today, at that time, now is the 9th grade, doesn't know the alphabet, doesn't know how to multiply numbers, doesn't know anything around them. What does the future hold for them? Many kids, unfortunately, became victims of the wars and at the young age being used also in the battlefield, unfortunately. It's very sad. When you, as a parent, you have nothing to offer your kids to eat, how you feel. When you, as a parent, doesn't have money to buy your kids some clothes to wear, how you feel. When you see your child malnutrition, they're losing their life in front of your own eyes. Very simple eye surgery, $500, the cataract. Thousands of people could see just with a small operation. It's not available. Mm. It's very tough.
Do you get exasperated when you see people complaining about the latest shoes or maybe the latest outfit? And sometimes you have even husband and wife, you know, bickering over stuff that now, like, we don't have the latest gadgets, maybe the latest car, but then maybe they come to you because you're a sheikh also, and they're in front of you presenting cases and stuff, and it's monetary, you know what I mean, dunya stuff. And then do you ever share some of these experiences?
You know, I was given a khutbah yesterday in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And part of my khutbah is, you know, as an immigrant, I came to this country, to New York, probably have a few $100 with me. I know a friend or not, and not much. And we started from zero. get nothing on us. Today, alhamdulillah, many of us in the similar situation, we get homes, we have cars, we have family, we have children, we have jobs, we have income coming on a daily basis. So I told the people, we need to always appreciate what Allah had given us. It's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Always, when it comes to dunya and life and materials, look at the people below you, because you will feel the suffering. If you look up, you're going to break your neck. You're not getting there, and you feel bad. So we need to appreciate the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of us, our health, our families, meeting people like you, having a show like this, create awareness about our Muslim ummah. Sometime we focus on this dunya and we forget that the very basics we have, you know, if you look in the convention today and you see how many bottles of water half empty and thrown here and there, people would love to have that sip of water in Yemen. $40, it's provide water for a family for the whole month in Yemen when it comes to that. So we're spoiled, especially here in this country. Allah blessed us and blessed us a lot. So we need to be thankful first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to be thankful by sharing these blessings with those who are unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how can people share the blessings? How can people get involved to go ahead and make some kind of difference?
I always say, you know, for any action we do in life, when we work as a team, when we talk as a group, when we work as a group, it makes more sense. And I give example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was traveling, and the companions want to, you know, be kind to him. They want to provide food for him. So one of the companions said, you know, I have a sheep. I want to slaughter it for you so you can eat. The other companion said, you know what? I can skin it for you. The third one, he said, I'm a good cook. I'll cook it for you. The Prophet did not sit down and wait for the companion to compete who will serve the Prophet. He said, "Wa alayya jamal hatab." I, Muhammad, the Prophet of Allah, I will go and collect the sticks so I can light the fire. If each one of us feel that responsibility, that when I see my brothers and my sisters, whether it's in Yemen or Gaza or in Pakistan today with the flood, or anywhere in the world, or here in New York or Chicago, if I see somebody in need, what can I do? I might not be able to solve the world problem, but I can solve somebody's problem. And our teaching of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is amazing, because he does not want us to look at the needy as burden. He wants us to look at him as an opportunity for us. He said, if you are able to bring a happiness to somebody, Allah, God, will not reward you with anything but the Jannah, but the paradise. If you bring a smile, that's your ticket to paradise. Who are the most beloved people to Allah? He said, those who are beneficial to others. What is the most beloved deed Allah loved the most? He said, a happiness you bring to somebody. So I think always we need to have that attitude. What can I do to help others? Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he says, the relationship between us, our brotherhood, our sisterhood, the community together is like the relationship between the hands and the eyes. Now you ask me how, you know, if the eye cries and the tears come down, the hand will wipe out, right? And if you have pain in your hand, what happened? The tears will come down. That is our relationship as one body. It doesn't matter you're in China, and you're in America, everywhere. Human needs are human needs, Muslim and non-Muslims. We all in the same boat. So let's look at ourselves and see what I can do as a person. We often respond to relief organizations. We often respond to a certain needs. Okay? If we can't take it, a further step where I, as a person, I will look and see the needs of others, not respond to their needs. Let me see where the needs is. Sometime my need is in a masjid. Sometime my need in an Islamic school. Sometime my need is like a project you're purchasing. Sometime the need is helping the people in Pakistan or in Yemen or somewhere. Let's first step have that attitude in ourselves, that let me be part of the solution as much as I can. Now we can talk about how to do it, but if we have that attitude that I care and I want to help. Rasulullah, he used to borrow money. He tell people, go buy credit on my account. And when I have it, I will pay. He will never turn somebody away. And our people in Yemen and elsewhere, they're crying for our help.
So how can people help?
Very simple. You know, for example, I'm with Pure Hands and we're focusing mainly on Yemen. And we've been serving the Yemeni community for the last 10 years. And alhamdulillah, with people like you and donors from different parts of the U.S., we were able to provide around $300 million worth of assistance to the people of Yemen. And we touched the heart of 5 million people. This cause is bigger than all of us. But we're focusing on strategic areas that impact the life of the people. Number one, we have the food security. A lot of people, as I said, especially in villages and remote areas, they have nothing to eat. So we provide a food basket. $110, $100 a month can provide for a family of seven for 30 days. Imagine, you know, that's a blessing. So food security is one area. Wash, which is water. Either we dig water wells, or we provide monthly water delivery to these people, or sometimes we have tanks of water delivered to a certain area. Then we have also health, whether providing some clinics or dialysis for kidneys, or providing medical or medicine for the people, or doing some minor surgeries. We have also some programs protection for the children, which is related to the orphans. Then we have shelters. We build houses for those who are stranded. And we have livelihood programs that try to give the people a heads up and help them live their life instead of just receiving assistance.
And that's at Pure Hands?
That is Pure Hands. Inshallah, our hands are pure and our heart is connected.
And Allah reward you for your work. Jazakallah.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time and effort. Thank you. Assalamu
alaikum. I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. And if you like this episode of The Dean Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.